That's not an environment in which holiness is going to flourish. So you got to come to terms with it. You got to live with it. And I mean, look at Tiger Woods. That's a classic illustration of a guy who wanted to appear moral, but was so corrupt that when they finally discovered it, they can't even find the bottom of this hole that he lived. And, you know, all I could think about was false teachers. That's how they live. This is nothing new. Nothing shocking. What is shocking is the acceptance of this in the greater evangelical community. If we would draw the curtain on this, if evangelical leaders who know better would rise up and take a stand against this, you know, we could distance ourselves from it. You're not going to end it because that's how evil people are going to function. But we could rescue the true church out of this chaos.
You, in your early article, you talked about the energy evangelical movement has put into making manifestos and declarations about social issues and things like that, and how comparatively we've been silent on this issue of false teaching. What do you think the long-term effect of that is going to be on the evangelical movement?
It's just going to continue to spell confusion, chaos in the face of the world. I think, as I've said, the big issue is the world, the non-converted people, look at the media presentation of Christianity, and they have to conclude that it is a scam. It's nothing short of criminal kind of conduct. I mean, that would be, if I were an unbeliever, I would just turn on television, and if I were to watch, say, Benny Hinn and whoever comes after him, Robert Tilton or whoever else, Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, on and on, I would say, who would believe this? Who would believe this guy could heal people? Who would believe he could sit in a studio and say, there's somebody out there, you know, with a broken right arm, you're going to be healed. There's somebody out there with a tumor in your chest, you're going to be healed. When he made the tape 3 months ago, who's he talking to? Who would believe that? And do I think they believe that? No. You know, when Benny Hinn claims to have raised dead people, do I think he really believes he raises dead people? He knows he doesn't raise dead people. Go to the hospital. Go to the morgue. Go to the next funeral. You want to be a hero? Go to a funeral. Raise the dead person. So I think the biggest fallout of this is the tragic misrepresentation of Christianity that is out there in the world. The second great tragedy is the utter lack of understanding of sound doctrine in the church. If you have to accept this, then doctrine can't be an issue. If we're going to allow for this and embrace this and say these are great people, wonderful people, doctrine can't be an issue.